this is Lisa Fratelli and Gerald J. Jack for Blockchain Is Us. This is about blockchain, but it's also about what you think about technology, your position regarding technology advancements, which is blockchain. And so it also has to do with your money story. What is your money story? There's a book in my lap that is something I read from often when I do my podcast, Me, Money, and Mold. And this is Money and the Law of Attraction. And it has everything to do with blockchain. If you think about it, everybody's got a money story. And this says the law of attraction is not responding to the reality that you're currently living and perpetuating, but instead it's responding to the vibrational patterns of thought that are coming from you. So as you begin to tell the story of who you are in relation to money, from the perspective of what you desire, what you want, rather than from what is, your pattern of thoughts will shift, and so will your point of attraction. What is has no bearing on what is coming unless you continually regurgitate the story of what is. So here are some questions. Do you have as much money in your life experience as you want right now? Is the universe abundant? Do you have the option of having plenty of money? Was the amount of money that you will receive in this lifetime already decided before you were born? Are you in control of your financial condition? Do you want more money? Do you have the ability to change your financial situation? Are you now setting into motion, through the power of your current thoughts, the amount of money that will flow to you? And last one, is knowing what you know now, is financial abundance guaranteed? I did my podcast a couple times, deleted it, did it again, deleted it, and I'm reading again. The second paragraph here is somebody's old money story. And this sounds like what I said before I deleted it. A lot of my money story came from my parents, like yours probably did too. And I've heard my mom in particular say that people or companies, I don't know, billionaires, or, you know, what do you need that kind of money for? And that it was evil. It's evil to have that kind of money. And I thought, man, that's probably where my, who would want to be considered evil by anybody, especially your mother? So take a hard look at your money story. Is it working for you or is it not? As all those personal development people would say, is it serving you or not? It's probably not, especially if you're maybe over the age of, what, 40? It's possibly not working for you. And I don't think you need to go get your head examined in any way, shape, or form. You can start right now changing it. It's the editing you're doing all the time with your world. We teach that. And it has everything to do with blockchain, because it is, once you realize you can control your perception of you and the world around you, just no one's taught you how to do it. They've kept all the good stuff to themselves. But now, you know, the jig is up, right? It's easy. It's easy to get it. Here's a really good example. I talk about this. Snapping your fingers. When you snap your fingers, there's three senses and they come into your brain. You think it's one cohesive event, and it's not. Those three senses come in at different speeds, But you wouldn't know that because you've edited all those differences out in split seconds, like faster than split seconds. And so, what's your money story? That's a really good question, because here's the tie into blockchain. If you are afraid of blockchain, you're probably one of those people who's the middlemen, the intermediaries, who know intuitively that your number's gonna be, your job is gonna be eliminated. Your position in society is going to be slowly eliminated. And so you will need to figure out a way to continue your lifestyle, continue making what you make, making more, whatever. Unless, you know, you've got your billions stashed somewhere and you're good to go. Or your millions, whatever. So your money story is pretty important, no matter what the podcast says. If it's blockchain or me, money, and mold, your money story is not just about your money. It's about your self-worth. What are you worth? That's really what blockchain's all about also. Right? Yes. So I'm going to hand the phone off to Jerry. Here you go.
You know, when you look at your money story, and you really trace it back to where it all begins, then you sort of get to understand, you know, that you can change it, because it really isn't your money story. It's somebody else that gave it to you, and you just carry it on. You know, I was a depression baby, so my mentality has always been to save and to have cash, and there's nothing wrong with that, except that you have to look forward. You have to look beyond that and realize that things change, and unless you're really into where you want to be, then change it. You know, change the channel. You know, money is good. Greed is good. Taking care of yourself is good. After that's all done, then you can go out and contribute to the world in a different manner. But making money should be one of your primary functions in life, because we all need it. So there's nothing wrong with making money. There's nothing wrong with making a profit. There's a moral thing about how much profit you should make. But you know, once you make your money, then you can decide really how to spend it and where you spend it.
Moral thing.
Well, because people think that when you're gouging on profits, you know, then, you know,
it's all a judgment call, Jerry.
I know it's all a judgment call.
There's a lot of companies out there, like software companies, their margins are really big. And when you have liked them, those kind of margins when you were in business.
Yes.
Yeah. Even like a little bit like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all relative.
It's all relative.
Yeah.
It's either your aunt or your uncle. It's all relatives. So think about your money story and think hard about it, where it came from and how it affects the way you think about money, and change it. That's your story for the day. Think about it and then change it to reflect the way you want to live your life. Anything else there, Coach?
Nope. Send them to our original website.
Okay, well,
Free the Wizard.
If you really want to get into a lot of this, then
your money,
your head, your future, how you feel about yourself. We have a website, freethewizard.com. You can send us emails at.
Since we're all wizards.
Yes,
we're all. To free yourself.
Yes. You want to send us an email? It's t40.jjack@gmail.com or wq.freethewizard@gmail.com. And we hope to hear from you.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Say goodnight, Gracie. That's my line. Good night.